You're with us for the morning show as we talk community theater. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So stages are dark, but the theater community is staying connected virtually, staying vital. Are you an actor or crew member who works on theater productions? How has the pandemic affected you? What shows have been canceled in your town? How are you making do? Join in at 800-642-1234. Jennifer Uphoff-Gray is Artistic Director of Forward Theater Company in Madison. Jen, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And we also have Wayne Merrick, who is Executive Director of the Eau Claire Children's Theater. Wayne, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Well, Wayne, let's start with you. As you run a volunteer-led community theater, how has your organization been handling the pandemic?
Trying to plan ahead with moving targets and incomplete information. So it's been an interesting couple months. But as you mentioned, trying to stay active, involved, trying to stay ahead of it by, you know, moving shows, canceling shows, rescheduling shows, trying not to, like you said, go totally dark so that we, when we are able to be open again for the public, that we will have a product to offer.
It sounds really touch and go day to day. Who do you check in with? By the hour, yeah. What are those conversations like? Who are you checking in with?
I think it's really going off of the you know, press releases that we watch from the governor, our city county health department, internally, what we can accomplish with staff, their comfort level, what we're able to do. And it seems like we get a plan kind of in place. And then, you know, 2 hours later, there's a new press conference that changes that. So then we go back to the drawing board. A lot of that's happened just recently with our summer class offerings that, you know, we have a very robust summer program of classes that all within a week had to be moved to an online platform, which works for many, but not all types of classes, especially performance classes. So that's a challenge right there. Something we've never had to do is make those changes.
Jen, how about you? You run a professional theater company. How are you dealing with the situation?
Well, in many similar ways to Wayne, this is, you know, all of those cliches about uncharted waters and having to build the plane while you're flying it. All of those things are quite applicable in the current circumstances. We were teching and about to open the final main stage production of our season when everything shut down in March. The sets are actually still sitting there on the stage of the Playhouse at Overture Center in Madison. And so, you know, we initially were in just, you know, crisis management. How do we deal with those, you know, couple thousand ticket holders? And, you know, paying all of the artists and technicians who were involved in the show. And now we've really shifted all of our attention into planning for the season ahead, knowing that there are going to be just so many factors that are completely out of our control. So we have just become, you know, masters of flowcharts. We've got flowcharts upon flowcharts upon flowcharts of what we do, you know, in response to either, you know, revolving stay-at-home orders, various different limitations on audience sizes. And then, of course, we're dealing with communications with all of the unions about not only some of the things like what will be allowed in terms of streaming or other virtual engagement, but also when it's going to be safe for their union members to return to work and under what protocols. So, we're juggling a lot.
I imagine, too, that, you know, you can juggle what is happening on stage and trying to coordinate with unions and what it takes to put these productions on. But then what happens to the audience members? You know, how do you keep them safe? And how do you encourage them to say when it is safe that they should come because you've got it covered?
Yeah, and I think that it's honestly, I think it's way too soon for anybody to saying what those safe conditions are going to be because we still don't know. Experts are still sorting out what they think is going to be a safe environment just for the general public. And I know that, you know, organizations like Actors Equity, which is the national union of actors and stagehands, you know, they've engaged, you know, a former, you know, national expert to essentially get a crash course on how theater works and then advise them on how our practices can be adapted for both audiences and artists to be safe under the current COVID circumstances. And so everyone is still really very much figuring that out. And so, you know, here at Forward, and I can say every theater company in the country, community theaters, academic theaters, professional theaters, everyone's dealing with their own unique set of circumstances. But all of us are trying to envision, you know, varied ways of engaging with audiences, whether it's, you know, dramatically reducing capacity in the performance spaces to half or a third or a tenth, and whether that's fiscally sustainable, but also exploring ways to share our work, you know, digitally to keep people both engaged and safe if that's the best choice.
Yeah, Wayne, it sounds like the word is adapting, and you found a way to run rehearsals through video conferencing, directing the musical Disenchanted. What are you doing there?
The rehearsals work well with a, you know, there's a little caveat to that because nothing will ever replace the one-on-one interaction during a rehearsal. So it works fine to be in a, say, a Zoom meeting rehearsal, to be able to do read-throughs. We're able to do one-on-one music rehearsals. We've had blocking rehearsals where I've used, stand-in kitchen items for the performers to move them around, like on a chessboard, like on a table. And
the salt,
you know,
the pepper,
yep,
right?
You know, Cinderella, you're the pepper. But whatever. So you do things like I've never done in 30 years as far as getting through that process. But everybody that is involved in that production knows that it may never happen, for example, and it probably won't ever happen with a live audience. It happens to be a show that the rights holder has the streaming license for, so there would be a much higher chance that this particular show could be live streamed in front of an empty auditorium. Once again, pretty counterintuitive to theater. You want that audience, you want that interplay, but if that can't be, then, you know, the next best would be to get that live content out to the public, which is very hungry for that right now.
We're talking with Wayne Merrick, Executive Director of the Eau Claire Children's Theater. Jen Uphoff-Gray is Artistic Director of Forward Theater Company in Madison. We're checking in on how local theater groups are adapting, how they're moving forward, and what they're thinking right now amid the pandemic. With your questions as well about local theater productions, what's happening in your town, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Jen, as you work through so many flowcharts, so many what-ifs, what happens to your bottom line? What about the budget? What, you know, how do you work through that?
Thank you for asking. That is definitely what has kept myself and many of my peers awake many nights over the last couple of months. Forward's in a pretty fortunate position in that. So we just finished up our 11th season and have a track record we're really proud of having been able to finish in the black every single year, thanks to really robust audience support and donor support and some really careful budgeting. And so we have a decent reserve fund. What's kind of alarming for all of us is that, you know, after 11 seasons of finishing in the black, you know, we've been doing all kinds of projection budgets for this coming year, and all of them involve a six-figure loss. And every conversation we have, it's just about, is it a low six-figure loss? Is it a mid to high six-figure loss? And, you know, a low six-figure loss is our kind of most optimistic projection, and we all get very excited about that. Which is a remarkable place to be just 2 months after being in a world where we're like, we're always going to finish in the black. Our reserve will get us through. Really what we're focusing on right now is how do we spend as much of that reserve as we need to meet our other goals of keeping our staff and our artists fully employed and keeping close connections with our audience, especially our subscribers, without completely, running that reserve out. You know, we need to have some left to approach the following seasons with a sense of confidence. But, you know, you always think of your reserve as your rainy day fund. I would argue this is a torrential downpour, but that's what it's there for. And so we're really just trying to think of what's the most responsible way to approach that reserve in order to meet our other values and goals of keeping artists and audiences supported through this.
Wayne, how is Eau Claire Children's Theater doing with its budget?
I think we lucked out, as Jen mentioned, having shows in March. We had just closed a production of Mary Poppins about a week and a half before the closures. So that was fortuitous, I guess, to have that kind of a large influx of income from a show right at that time. So that will be very helpful moving forward, for good or for bad. I know people have different opinions about the payroll protection plan loan, that we were able to secure one that will help us, has been helping us with payroll, but like for many businesses, obviously it's 8 weeks and it'll run out in early June. So then that will be a whole nother set of sleepless nights. What do we do moving through the summer? Mm. Adapting, like we said, summer classes to an online platform so that there will be a source of income coming in. What can we do with any shows at all? And then looking ahead to the next season with things that might not happen, like school matinees and touring shows and things like that, and how we might be able to make that up.
Wayne Merrick, Executive Director of the Eau Claire Children's Theater. We have Jen Uphoff-Gray, who is with Forward Theater Company, Artistic Director. And you, do you love participating in theater or being a supporter in the audience? What do you like about it? What do you hope for the future of theater in your town? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're checking in on local community theater, how productions and companies are surviving right now. Are you a performer? What's life like now for you with shows being canceled? How are you getting by? Are you currently a theater subscriber? Where do you subscribe? How is the theater dealing with your current tickets? What upcoming shows are you no longer able to go to? Be part of this 800-642-1234. We have Wayne Merrick, who heads up Eau Claire Children's Theater, which has a 30-year history. Jennifer Uphoff-Gray is Artistic Director of Forward Theater Company in Madison. That's a not-for-profit professional theater company. So, Jen, I understand you've hosted some Facebook Live conversations with artists around the state. Can you share some examples of what you've been hearing from artists? How are they doing?
Yeah, not great. this is one of those sort of dominoes falling situation. Obviously work was canceled all over the place for this current spring very, very quickly as the Safer at Home order went into place. But now future work for the year ahead is really just dropping. It seems like every day I'll get a call or an email from a colleague who's lost more work. This is really one of the scariest aspects of our business that, professional theater relies on freelance artists. And they, for the most part, have so little protection in a circumstance like this. Some companies, were able to pay out contracts even if they were canceled. Some were able to give a little something. Some were able to give nothing. Every company, like I said, is in a different position with different degrees of reserves and ability to handle these things. But this is a really, really terrifying time for people whose livelihood is in the performing arts. And, organizations and individuals are all just trying to come together and figure out how we can keep people afloat during this year ahead.
Wayne, I'm thinking about children's offerings in the summer and trying to connect with kids online, because theater, it seems to me, so tactile, so in the moment, on stage, everyone there in person. How do you make that feeling alive when you're trying to do it via video conference?
I'd like to say that there's a, you know, there's a great solution to that, but I think the direction that we're getting as of actually even just this morning through, you know, DPI and through the school district is, you know, we're going to have to do our best to connect with the students, you know, for a certain number of minutes with FaceTime, you know, face-to-face interaction online, providing activities and doing the course as best as we can online. But, I mean, frankly, there is no way to do that. It's just not the same. So it'll be great. You know, we'll like to say it's great. We're going to do our very best to offer them the material and an experience, but you just cannot substitute the face-to-face interaction of a group of adults, a group of kids going through the same process and feeding off of each other and just the whole theater experience. It just won't be the same. And for some people, they'll be fine and they'll go along for the ride, and others will be not as interested. And we will be finding that out in these next couple of weeks, whether people respond to that, the fact that all the summer classes for everybody, all the partners, the school district, have to be offered online.
It seems that you also have to reorient very quickly how you are able to even teach some of these skills you're trying to teach, because just to make it, to try to get across even ideas is going to be totally different.
Anybody who's been around theater, you just know that's what makes it. It's the interplay between the director and the actors, or the instructor and the class, and you just lose a great deal of that online. So I don't want to downplay it. You know, I'd like to see people taking the classes, but you know, it will be a very different experience for them when it comes to theater classes. And we're going to do our best not to make it seem like, you know, academic school year classes, because they're used to that now for these last few months and are, I'm sure, growing a little tired of that.
Jen, do you have any suggestions for people who do want to support and want to watch productions, but, you know, you're not there in the audience and feeling that energy?
Yeah, we sent a letter out to all of our patrons yesterday, actually, talking about some of the planning we're doing for the upcoming season. And in that letter, I said something about the fact that any filmed or virtual, offering from live theater, it's such a pale shadow of what we experience when we're together in the playhouse and there in the same space as the artists and with our neighbors. But it's also not nothing, you know. Being able to see shows virtually is it's still storytelling, and it's still, you know, human connection, even if it's through a screen. And so there are a lot of great offerings out there, you know, ranging from things like the National Theater Live has been every week streaming for free one of their past filmed productions. And of course, they're at a scale that, you know, few companies can touch in terms of the, you know, millions of dollars that they're spending on executing these. And those are really spectacular. But there's also a lot happening locally. Milwaukee Rep has been generating a lot of online content. A lot of other companies are doing either play readings or conversations with artists, like we're doing podcasts. We have our Theater Forward podcast that comes out every 2 weeks, but there's other companies offering that. And I think that it's all a way to get through this together, even if it's not exactly the way, you know, we all want it to be and the way we want it to return to. And so, you know, for people who are typically avid theater goers, you know, if they're in a position to do so, subscribe to your favorite company's upcoming season, you know, engage with them online, you know, make sure you're getting their emailed communications, and just stay in touch and know that all of us are going to be doing really everything we can and being as creative as our field really allows us to be in coming up with new ways to stay connected, to share stories, and to be in community as we get through this.
We're talking with Jennifer Apoff-Gray, who's Artistic Director at Forward Theater Company in Madison. Wayne Merrick here as well. He heads up the Eau Claire Children's Theater. Still time for you on Community Theater, 800-642-1234. So Wayne, what are you doing to stay creative and fresh when there are so many like just hard business decisions that are really pulling you away from, I'm sure, the creativity you feed on in, you know, a local theater company?
I think probably from a personal standpoint, probably from the, you know, the staff standpoint, is to be careful about not getting sucked into too much screen time or into reading too much. You need to step away from the press conferences and the news briefs and the constant barrage of articles about this. We're, of course, want to be on top of everything, but it's really hard to not see what's happening on Broadway and see what's happening in bigger markets and let that bring you down. Because we, like you mentioned, we all have a unique situation with our theaters, our seating capacities, what we do. And so we will have different challenges or maybe opportunities that other places don't have to make sure that we don't let that bog us down and, I guess, paralyze us into inaction. I guess we want to make sure we keep moving forward and decide not to just close our doors or get stuck here and we're not doing anything.
Jen, what keeps you going right now? What keeps you looking for a new flow chart?
That's a great question. You know, it's really two things, and it's all about community. First of all, the staff that I'm working with at Forward is so extraordinary. And we're having daily Zoom meetings just to brainstorm. And, you know, your earlier question to Wayne about keeping the creative brain going, my God, you know, all of this planning is about as creative as I've ever had to be in my career. But the other thing that's really keeping me going is the degree to which I'm having an opportunity to talk with my colleagues, you know, around the community, around the state, and really around the country about how we're all coping with this crisis. We get so isolated sometimes as leaders of arts organizations, and to get to talk to our peers, it's very rare and really wonderful. And I've found so many opportunities to join into national and statewide calls.
Building a bigger network that didn't feel like was there before. Jen, thank you for joining us. Jen Apoff-Gray, Wayne Merrick. Jen is Artistic Director of Forward Theater Company in Madison. This is the Ideas Network.